Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Tuesday, the 27th of May. Global markets are still clearly exhibiting some concerns about the general situation in the United States. This is one of the problems with announcing extreme policies and then retreating. The process still raises a concern that the retreats may not be comprehensive and that economic behaviour will have to change anyway to accommodate the wild policy swings. Thus, even though there's been no new information, aside from some comments from the EU about accelerating trade negotiations, the dollar remains near its lows for key currency pairs. The economic data today is not going to add a great deal to investors' understanding of where things are going. There is a range of confidence data from the United States, but the main point here is the demonstration of political partisanship. The May consumer confidence data is more likely to be driven by the cable news network of choice for the respondents than it is by anything in the real world economy. The Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey does offer the ever entertaining comments section, and this will capture the Liberation Day or Serfdom Day announcements on trade taxes and then the subsequent retreat. So to that extent, it gives some insight into how companies report feeling about uncertainty, as well as their views on policies per se. In terms of hard data, there are US consumer durable goods orders figures for the month of April. This, frankly, will be messy. There is the consumer trend towards having fun and away from spending on goods, which has been in place for a couple of years. There is the factory building boom of the past 3 years, which slowed noticeably in the first quarter of this year. But factories that were built in the past will still require equipment today. And then there is the uncertainty about tariffs, and in this case, the risk of retaliatory tariffs. Did overseas customers of US durable goods seek to stockpile before the trade war escalated too far? Markets are looking for weakness in today's data, but the range of forecasts for durable goods orders ex-transport is the widest it has been for over 2 years. Europe is offering less drama. French consumer price inflation data for May is due, and this is the first major European inflation data for May. The inflation rate in France is already pretty low, and markets are not really expecting a great deal of change in the numbers. Meanwhile, the UK's British Retail Consortium reported rising inflation for food prices, but ongoing deflation for non-food items in its survey. The overall effect is therefore modest deflation. There is a political agenda that seeks to put the blame on changing tax rates as a cause of higher prices, but it's worth remembering that in terms of labour costs, food and non-food stores face the same sort of expenses, albeit producer prices for durable goods are certainly more likely to be declining at the moment. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.